Report: Several House Democrats expected to oppose $3.5 trillion reconciliation plan. By Sean Moran on September 21, 2021. Several House Democrats reportedly plan to vote against the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, which could upend the Democrats' mammoth legislation. The Intercept noted that moderate Democrats, or what the outlet describes as right-wing Democrats, could upend the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill. Democrats have a historically slim majority in the House and cannot really afford to lose a single vote as Democrats plan to pass the legislation through Congress's lower chamber and exercise their one-member majority in the Senate. The outlet noted that Reps. Kathleen Rice, DNY, Scott Peters, DCA, and Kurt Schrader, DOR, inflamed controversy as they blocked a drug pricing measure to allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices directly with pharmaceutical companies. The measure ultimately made it into the reconciliation package through a manager's amendment in the Ways and Means Committee. Beyond the Democrat infighting over the drug pricing measure, The Intercept noted that many of these Democrats could likely vote against the reconciliation package. And if a member is opposed to the bill entirely, as Schrader has suggested that he is, then what they think of an individual provision is meaningless. Only their vote on the House floor matters. On the floor, Democrats can afford to lose just three votes, and both Schrader and Stephanie Murphy of Florida are expected to be nays. Maine Representative Jared Golden is always a tough vote for Democrats to get. But one formerly reliable no vote, Representative Dan Lipinski of Illinois, was knocked into retirement in 2020, thanks to a progressive primary challenge by the seat's current incumbent, Marie Newman. She's expected to vote yes. Democrats also face significant hurdles in the Senate. Senator Manchin, DWV, has pushed for a strategic pause to reassess Democrats' reconciliation strategy. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.